Good morning. I thank you for having called upon me to speak, and I also to thank those who organized this roundtable which precedes the day of the city. San Marino is a small republic with a surface area of only 61 kilometers, and the population is 32,000 citizens. About 18 other citizens live in foreign country. The territory has long been administratively divided in 9 castles, a practice maintained to the present day. The representative of the castle, captain and council member, are elected directly by the citizen. I'm currently the captain of the castle of San Marino, the capital of the republic, which extends for about 7 square kilometers and has a population of 4,200 residents. As you see, is a very small territory. Captain and council members works on a voluntary basis, and their function is mainly to maintain communication between citizens and the Congress of the State, that's the government of the Republic. We have no funds to act independently in the general management of our community, and all requests must be approved by the various ministries of the state. The role of the City Council Committee is to receive and press for answer to claims coming from local citizens. We must consider the compatibility with council program, political and institutional requirement of the Republic, and estimates in the state budget. On this basis, we formulate our proposal and send them to appropriate office. Our proposals are meant to improve habitation and the quality of life in the castle. Among these, we were able to carry out a door-to-door recyclable waste collection, bulky waste collection directly at home, removal of dangerous material such as Ethernet. We adhered to Project Agenda 21, which measured our footprint on the planet and monitored energetic use of all public buildings and encouraged government to provide in change where necessary. We took part in campaign to encourage consumer awareness of water, and shortly there will come out commercial made by all the 9 City Council Committee. We hope in this way, ever if it is a minimal, to help meet the needs of many population that unfortunately have difficult access to water. In the last few years, San Marino, we have installed throughout the territory 22 charging stations for electric cars and 6 charging locations for electric bikes. These can be located by the app eWay. Our most recent project is San Marino Plastic Free. This is aimed to reduce use of disposable plastic in the whole territory, and beginning with the next school year, all schools will eliminate plastic bottles and glasses. As far as energy saving program is concerned, the committee asked all the office to provide changing public light fixtures with LED bulbs. There are also incentives for photovoltaic system. Even though we are a smaller country, we want to take part in any way possible to help maintain efficiency against climate change. This theme has been taken over by the young generation. They might made us realize the need to take urgent steps in the matter, not only for economic reasons, but to establish the sustainability condition for the whole planet. This roundtable recalls our attention to individual responsibility and awareness. On behalf of the Republic, I thank you for this opportunity. Thank you very much.